And proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
A very good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the News Bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: ERB cuts fuel pump prices for February. Government hails economic gains from partial withdrawal policy. And in international news, more than 200 killed in mine collapse in DR Congo.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. The Energy Regulation Board has revised downwards the pump prices of petrol, diesel, kerosene and Jet A1 for February 2026, effective from midnight. In a statement, ERB Board Chairperson James Bander said the pump price of petrol has been reduced from 29 kwacha 92 ngwe per litre to 27 kwacha 88 ngwe per litre. Diesel from 25 kwacha 11 ngwe per litre to 24 kwacha 15 ngwe per litre. Kerosene from 23 kwacha 88 ngwe per litre to 22 kwacha 24 ngwe per litre. And Jet A1 from 25 kwacha 53 ngwe per litre to 23 kwacha 18 ngwe per litre. Mr. Banda has attributed the reductions to a 10.6% appreciation of the kwacha against the US dollar in January 2026, as well as a decline in international oil prices since the last fuel price review on 31st December 2025. He has explained that the price of petrol declined by 7.89%, falling from $70.25 per barrel to $67.47 per barrel, while diesel prices fell by 3.80% from $79.93 per barrel to $76.89 per barrel, with kerosene and Jet A1 prices also declining by 4.05% from $82 United States dollars per barrel to $78.68 per barrel. Government says the partial withdrawal policy has had a positive impact on Zambia's economy, achieving successes across several sectors. In an interview, Labour and Social Security Minister Brenda Tambatamba has explained that the policy, which channels funds into different areas of the economy, has contributed to strengthening the kwacha and driving growth in the country's gross domestic product, among other economic gains. She has noted that the initiative goes beyond benefiting individual contributors, highlighting President Hakainde Hichilema's aim to stimulate broader economic activity. Ms. Tambatamba has added that the policy has expanded the economic landscape by strengthening the labor market and industry as more beneficiaries venture into entrepreneurship, creating jobs and contributing to national development.
We have stretched, the intention of the president also is beyond the individual member contributor. He has stretched the economic landscape. He has stretched the labor market, the industry, by bringing more entrepreneurs who are employers, who are employing one more or two more, one or two more, three more. We have scored. The president and Zambia has scored on many fronts with that amount of money.
The National Union of Miners and Allied Workers has called for increased focus on cities that contribute most to environmental pollution, particularly those on the Copperbelt province. Recently, the United Nations Industrial Development Organization revealed plans to allocate about $5 million US dollars to support the Zambian government's efforts to reduce mercury pollution. In an interview, Union President Saul Simujika said anti-pollution efforts should prioritize heavily industrialized areas where mining activities pose serious environmental risks. He has emphasized the need for capacity building in mines responsible for major pollution, noting that workers require adequate knowledge and skills to understand the dangers associated with mercury and other pollutants.
The capacity building in those mines So the workers must have that capacity. They must understand the dangers of pollution, the dangers of those substances, and then how to manage those same substances to avoid pollution. We know the companies that have been doing those pollutions, that is Chingora, Chambeshi particularly, Kitwe. So the concentration must be in those, and then it must also involve the stakeholders, like the unions themselves.
Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Nzovu has called on the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development to effectively utilize the Constituency Development Fund to address sanitation challenges in public spaces. In an interview, Mr. Nzovu said many parts of the country continue to face serious sanitation challenges despite the availability of funds under the CDF. He has noted that the resources allocated through the Constituency Development Fund are adequate to cater for sanitation needs, including the construction and rehabilitation of public toilets and other sanitation facilities. Mr. Nzovu has emphasized that proper utilization of CDF would significantly improve hygiene standards and help prevent the outbreak of diseases linked to poor sanitation.
The challenge then was accessibility, because most of those water plants, especially where they were placed then, our people still couldn't access water. That's why you saw us drilling, et cetera, and foremost a lot of boreholes in Kanyama, in Kuku, and other areas. In areas like Kipata, in the market there, in areas like in Pika, in areas like Nakonde, again we drilled boreholes strategically. We also encouraged the Ministry of Local Government to see how CDF can speak to provision of water and sanitation services.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
Economist Trevor Hambai has commended the outcome of the sixth and final review of the International Monetary Fund Extended Credit Facility Arrangement, saying the fund has been critical to the country's economic stability. The IMF has completed the sixth and final review of Zambia's 38-month ECF arrangement, which has supported the country's reform agenda aimed at restoring macroeconomic stability, strengthening economic resilience, and promoting sustainable and inclusive growth. In an interview, Mr. Hambai has described the development as positive for the country, noting that the IMF played a significant role in supporting the debt restructuring process and creating fiscal space to enable governments to fund other programs. However, he said there is need for governments to ensure that the benefits of economic stability trickle down to ordinary Zambians.
Essentially is that we have actually, the IMF program has achieved most of the metrics that were meant to be achieved. The key issue is that while we're doing this, it was supposed to also support the economic recovery around GDP. We have seen the recovery of the GDP, but it is not speaking to the ordinary Zambian. Most of the GDP growth that we are achieving is being driven by FDI, which is at the higher level of the economy. At the bottom of the pyramid, where the ordinary Zambian is sitting, there has been very little movement around this, because you still see the high cost of living.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
More than 200 people have been killed in a mine collapse in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, rebel authorities have said. Lumumba Muyisa, spokesman for the North Kivu region's rebel governor, told reporters that the mine in the town of Rubaya gave way on Wednesday due to heavy rains. Women and children were among those mining coltan, a mineral used to manufacture electronics such as smartphones and computers at the time. The BBC has more.
Family members of those killed by a catastrophic mine collapse in the Democratic Republic of Congo have expressed shock as the true scale of the disaster becomes clear. Officials in North Kivu province say more than 200 people died at the Rubaya mine on Wednesday. The site has been controlled by Rwandan-backed rebels for over 2 years. There have been what appears to be a series of coordinated attacks by separatist militants across